Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to your financial wake-up call. It is Monday, February 20th, 2023. I'm Vinod Banua here to bring you on into the financial wake-up call house. Dave Crossin.
The financial wake-up call. Yeah. I like that.
Sometimes you just kind of think of things and you know what? It works.
It works. It does work.
Dave Crossin of Shoreline Wealth Management is here to guide you from the financial wake-up call driveway into your financial wake-up call home. This way you can be nice and relaxed.
Look at you. Let me tell you, everybody listening, he didn't write any of that down. That came right from him. That was a nice intro. As always, thank you very much, Vin. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And this topic, actually, I was going to go a different direction for this week, but there were some conversations that I had with some clients that I'm like, you know what? This is something that needs to be discussed now, and I will explain why I want to do it this week. Protecting a legacy when it comes to certain investments and its bonds. So let me explain what I mean by that. So when you buy a bond, you get paid an interest rate. It could be a corporate bond. It could be a municipal bond. It could be a treasury. The point of the story is when you buy a bond, and let's make up a scenario. Let's say it's a 10-year bond, and let's say it's a brand new bond, and I'm investing $10,000. So what ends up happening is I buy this bond, I get my interest, and if it goes the 10 years, then there would be a maturity and I would get the money back. It's simple, okay? And it's getting interest for a period of time. So with that type of an investment, interest rates will really determine if the bond price will go up and down while you own it. And why is that important? Well, let's say, for example, you wanted to sell that bond before the 10 years is up and interest rates are now higher. Well, what ends up happening, typically when rates go higher, your bond price will decrease. So now you may be in a situation where you have your bond, it's a 10-year bond, and you need to sell it, and say it's 5 years in, and rates are now higher than when you originally bought the bond, and instead of getting your $10,000 back, you want to go ahead and sell it, and maybe it's now $9,000 or $9,500. So you're thinking, well, David, was that a good investment? Was that something I should have done?
Sure.
If I may need the money prior to the maturity? So the answer is, well, if you don't think for a bond like that, for example, that you will see the maturity or be able to carry it out and fulfill the obligation, you do take that risk. So now we're in a situation where, well, what if I wanted to get the best possible interest rate on a bond? What type of time frame am I looking at? Well, the longer you go on a maturity for a bond, you would get a higher interest rate. That makes sense, right? The longer you go out, let's say it's a corporate bond, I would get the highest rate. But again, the risk being with a bond and its maturity, if I have to sell a bond prior to its maturity, then I would have the possibility of getting less back. How about this angle, though? What if I am a senior and I'm retired and I simply just want to get a good interest rate? So I want to buy a long-term bond, get that interest rate, and then when I pass away, it would go to my family. Well, okay, that's fine. But again, there's the same risk. You pass away, your family, if they want to get those proceeds back from the bond, if rates have gone higher, that bond price would be less in value than the original investment. So what I wanted to bring up today, there is a feature with certain bonds, and for example, corporate bonds that have what is called a, and it's the same thing, it's called a survivor option or death put option. What that simply means is this. Let's use that example again, except this time we'll go longer term out. I'm a senior, I want to get a good interest rate, so I want to have a bond that's a long-term bond so I get the best possible rate, and then upon my passing, that bond would go to my family. Well, again, what I mentioned, if rates are higher, there's a good possibility that bond would be less in value than the original investment for my family. However, Vin,
Oh boy.
If this bond has the survivor option or death put option, then what would happen at the time of my passing is if the bond is less in value than the original amount, let's say I bought it as a brand new bond, $10,000, and I pass away, and now it's worth $8,000, my family could exercise this death put bond or feature, I should say, on the bond or survivor option that would enable me as a survivor, or I should say the beneficiary, to redeem the bond at the original amount. So let's, again, go over that example. I put in $10,000. Now, remember, when I buy a bond, even if it fluctuates in value in my lifetime, I'm going to get that interest rate based on what I purchased the bond for. So, for example, if I bought a brand new bond, it's $10,000, and it's a 4% interest rate, I'm going to get that $400 a year, even if the price goes up in value or down. Doesn't matter. However, if I pass away and it is now worth $8,000, my family, again, assuming it has this death put feature, survivor option feature, they could exercise this and be able to get back the original $10,000.
There you go.
It's a nice feature because, again, you look at where we're at right now. Rates have increased, but there's a good possibility that rates could be higher at my passing, that this provides legacy protection for my family. For me, as the owner of the bond, the nice thing is I was able to buy a long maturity bond so that the longer the maturity, the better interest rate. So that was good for my situation in retirement. Now, this is important. Not every bond has this feature.
Okay.
Should I have pounded the desk when I did that? Not every bond has
Intense.
This feature.
So he means it,
when
people.
You speak to your financial advisor and you are looking for that feature, you must verify that. And I'll be completely honest, not a lot of bonds have this feature. Not a lot of corporate bonds have this feature. So you want to make sure that that's part of it.
Right.
If not, then the hiccup there is upon my passing, to get the proceeds from the bond, it simply has to be sold. It could be higher in value or lower in value. We don't know because, again, there isn't that protection that this survivor option would provide. So, again, that needs to be verified. Now, Vin, there is another possibility here. I have a lot of options today, a lot to say.
Options are good.
So I just said, for a corporate bond having this feature, there are what are called brokerage or broker CDs. Okay, now.
All right.
Here's the difference. A broker or brokerage CD are issued by financial institutions that do have the FDIC insurance that provide that protection, that have these types of features or typically do, and again, that needs to be verified, the death put or survivor option feature. Now, what I want to make sure everybody understands the difference between you going into your local bank and buying a CD, a certificate of deposit, or going and buying from a financial institution, a broker brokerage CD. Here's the big difference. So let's say, again, I'll use my $10,000, and let's say I do a 10-year term at my local bank, and I get my 4%. I'm utilizing that example.
Okay.
Now, let's say before the maturity, I decide to redeem it. Typically, what would happen in that scenario is there would be a penalty, usually up to about 6 months of interest, that I would lose to redeem this CD early. Again, this is a CD from a bank. The difference with a broker brokerage CD is it will act and trade like a bond. So if I decide I'm going to cash it in prior to my passing or prior to the maturity, then I will get whatever the value is at that time. And I think that's a confusing aspect of a broker brokerage CD compared to the CD that you buy at a local bank.
Mm.
They both have the FDIC insurance,
okay,
that protection up to $250,000. The big difference is if you have to redeem them early, again, like I mentioned with a CD that you'd buy at a bank, you'll give up some interest, and typically up to about 6 months worth of interest, and then you would get those proceeds with the deduction of the interest. With a broker or brokerage CD, again, it's going to trade like a bond, like the example we utilized earlier, like a corporate bond where you're going to buy it and sell it based on where interest rates are, and you'll actually get a price. And that'll be either higher or lower from the original purchase of the CD, the brokerage CD. I wanted to make that clear because I think people get confused when they're buying a CD. All CDs are the same.
Mm.
They aren't.
Yeah, no, it's a great point.
And with the broker or brokerage CD, I keep saying broker or brokerage, same thing. Broker or brokerage, it's the same thing. They typically have this survivor option. Again, another good opportunity if somebody likes that protection, wants that FDIC insurance, is willing to go long-term with the understanding that if they pass away before the maturity, their family has the opportunity to exercise this feature to get the original principal back or proceeds back. Of course, if it's higher in value at that time, they could cash in for the higher amount, or I see it out in my lifetime to the maturity and I get those proceeds back and I'd have to reinvest it.
Gotcha.
I wanted to bring that up because right now for seniors, inflation is high, Vin. You go get yourself a milk, you go to the gas station, prices are high. So for seniors, they're looking to get the most interest that they can for their living expenses to supplement these different needs and costs that they have. So with the option of going longer term, they'll be able to get a better interest rate. And if they're not needing those proceeds, and again, I want to emphasize this, if you sell this type of bond or brokerage or broker CD prior to its maturity, you do take that risk of it being higher or lower in value. But if it's simply something you're leaving behind as part of your legacy, then you have this legacy protection that your family can exercise to get those proceeds back. So where do I want people to look or have the conversation, I should say, about these type of offerings? Your financial advisor, when you are looking for either a bond or a broker or brokerage CD, ask if it has this feature. Very important, because if it doesn't, well, then it would just be whatever the value is at the time that they are sold. And for individuals out there that are looking for the best income or the highest rates and are willing to go longer term knowing they're not going to need the principal but just the interest, this would be an option. Again, not pounding the desk, but more to bring this to people's attention to have that conversation.
Excellent. That was a nice road down the financial wake-up call home, the driveway, getting in the financial wake-up call car, and you know where you can go in that financial wake-up call car. You can go to Shoreline Wealth Management and go see Dave Crossan.
Well, of course, you can go to Manchester or Manahawkin.
There we go.
And of course, you could visit us at shorelinewealth.com. And of course, a phone call. We take those phone calls too.
Yeah, there you go.
732-902-7880.
There you go. You got options, people. Call, you know, message, take a drive down to Shoreline Wealth Management there, and Dave Crossan will guide you on your financial journey ahead. This was a good addition, a good podcast here. Good financial wake-up call podcast for the people, Dave.
Well, I wanted to mention it because not a lot of people are aware of it. And it's so important to have that conversation if legacy planning is part of what you're trying to do while you're getting income.
There it is. We got another podcast coming up next week. And of course, feel free to go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts in the 94.3 The Point section. Look up your financial wake-up call, because if you're listening now, you know. But spread the message to other people. Go back and listen to any of the podcasts anytime. Tell your family, tell your friends. And you know what? You're going on a road trip, listen to all the podcasts all at once. Just listen to one after the other. And then you'll be financially in tuned with Dave Cross
and
from Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hey, I like to put it out there. If there are particular topics you want to hear, you want
point.
Me to bring up in a future podcasts, reach out. Let us know.
Yeah. Reach out to Dave, or you could email shoretime@townscrewmedia.com, and Dave will be able to get the emails that way as well. And questions on your mind, topics on your mind, things that you've gone through or you know people who have, bring them up, because more than likely, there's somebody else out there going through the same thing or having the same questions. People helping people, Dave.
I love it. That's what we're doing here. Doing this every week.
Yeah. Got another podcast coming up next week. Thanks for tuning in. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.